Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona? Hello?
What are you asking questions about?
This is in regards to the upcoming presidential elections in November and also some other issues in the state of Arizona and in the community of Maricopa. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief, sir. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born? Just a year?
77.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote?
I will vote. I will certainly vote.
Certainly. Thank you, sir. Now, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right at this moment? On your own personal opinion, if you can pick one.
Personal, I would say taxes, the way our taxes are being spent.
Okay, the way the government is suspending your tax money, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Trump.
Mr. Trump? Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. Sir, and thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I have to do some more research, but it's either between Kennedy or Trump.
Understood. If you have to pick one, just for the sake of a research, so we can move right along, which one would you pick, Kennedy or Trump?
Right now, I would pick Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me, sir, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100? Now, 0 means that there is no change that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for that candidate. Now, the first one is Joe Biden. What number from 0 to 100? What are the chances?
0.
Okay.
0.
And Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
75%.
Thank you, sir. And moving right along. Sir, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And sir, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Rubén Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Kerry Lake.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Much more or somewhat more?
100% more.
Much more. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, can you please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements? And remember, these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Sir, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states like Arizona experiencing right now and increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree? Strongly agree or neither?
President Biden is doing what?
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat disagree? Somewhat agree or strongly agree? Or neither?
I disagree. I think what he needs to do is close the borders and make everybody apply.
Understood. Is strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, the next statement. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree or neither?
I strongly disagree.
Okay.
I think it's their responsibility to keep their family together.
Understood. Thank you for sharing your opinion, sir. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation rates. Same question, same options. Agree, disagree, or neither?
I disagree. They should be, if they're here illegally, they should be deported.
Do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree with that statement, or disagree, or neither?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree, or neither with that statement?
I think, I don't think he should prioritize it, but I think I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, now, I'm going to read you the list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Now, please, sir, for each one, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree or neither?
I would say if they enter the country legally, then yes. If they enter the country illegally, they should be deported.
Okay, so you strongly agree or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree or somewhat agree? How should I record your answer?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, now, sir, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Now, agree or disagree with that statement? Or neither?
If they pass background check?
Yeah, and work. Okay, agree somewhat or agree strongly?
I strongly agree.
Okay, now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree, disagree, or neither?
Well, if they're married, they are citizens, right?
Not right away. I mean, there is a process, you know, there's a long process. But what the question is, should President Biden protect them, you know, and avoid deportation because they're married to American citizens? Do you strongly agree with that or disagree or neither?
I think if they're here illegally, I strongly disagree.
They strongly disagree. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree, or neither?
They've been in the country more than 10 years, you said?
Yeah, more than 10 years and passed a background check. This is that different type of immigrants there are in the country, you know?
Right.
Do you agree or disagree with that statement, or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving right along, can you please tell me, sir, whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs relate to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Now, you made it very clear that you're not going to vote for him. And just for the sake of a research, allow me to read it real fast. I will speed it up, and you can give me your answer, okay, real quick. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have been living in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If he enacts this kind of program, will that make you to support him much less, someone less, someone more, or much more, or it makes no difference to you when it comes to your support for Mr. Biden?
I will not support him.
So it makes no difference, or much less, or someone?
Much less, I would not support him.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have been living in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If he enacts that kind of program, will that make you to support him much less, someone more, much more, or it makes no difference?
Much less.
Much less. Now, a program that grants work permits for undocumented farm workers, most of whom have been living in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question, same options. Much less, someone more, much more, or makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have been work in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you to support him? Much less? No difference? Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Same question, same option, sir.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Will that make you to support him much less, someone more, much more, or makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same question, same option, sir.
No difference.
Makes no difference to you. Okay, sir. Now, sir, real quick, can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Now, these are statements, and these are things that people are going to, the things that you're going to hear during the campaign, bottom line, okay? So, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Get rid of, and what did you say about the camps?
Well, it says Donald Trump and Republicans, this is what they say, you know, it doesn't mean that it's true, but Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Will that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned? Now, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver, an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Very, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats, somewhat. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promise about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver it once they have won. Does that make you very concerned, a little, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Will that make you vary a little, not at all, or somewhat concerned?
You said stereotyping?
Yeah, stereotype. You know, Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Will that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all?
I don't think that they do that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not necessarily true, you know. So, I mean, if you don't think it's true, it's not at all concerned to you. So, can you, not at all concerned?
It doesn't concern me, no.
Okay. Now, sir, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. If that was to be true, would that make you to be very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
If it was true, it would concern me.
Okay, but these things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know, if you, whether you believe them or not, is, I mean, it's up to you. But the question, what answers should I pick so we can move on? Very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign. You know, of course, you're going to do more research to get to the bottom of it. But, sir, just to finish this up, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden said we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which one or which approach comes closer to your own view? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I don't know. I have to do more research.
Okay. Neither or don't know?
Don't
know. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, okay, here we go. To finish this up, sir, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? If you have to pick today.
If I had to pick today, probably Trump.
Okay. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, a friend. Yes, a family member. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, a co-worker. Yes, but I prefer not to specify. Or no?
I don't know. I don't ask that question.
Okay. No, I understand. I mean, we don't go around asking. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following resources to get your news and information, like OAN or Newsmax? Do you use that one, yes or no?
No.
Okay, Fox News channel or website, yes or no?
No.
Okay, YouTube, yes or no?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Facebook?
No.
The application WhatsApp, yes or no?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Do you get your news source from Univision or Telemundo?
No.
MSNBC or CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
I listen to talk radio.
Okay. Spanish language radio programs? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. TikTok? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose only so we can finish. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
United States.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, here we go. Sir. Were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? You say United States, right?
United States.
Yeah, whether either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, okay, here we go. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish than English, equally more English than Spanish, always English or something else?
More English than Spanish.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you think of yourself a Republican, a or a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Okay.
Asked recently, independent.
So how should I record your answer, as an independent or a Republican?
I would say right now I'm registered independent.
Okay, and do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Republican Party.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college, associate's degree for your college? Some college?
College.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, sir, what is your religion, if any?
Christian.
Okay. Here we go. Let me just a moment, okay? Thank you, sir. Okay, let me see. Christian, here we go. Now, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name? Just your first name, please.
Alex.
Okay, Alex, thank you for your time. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinion in a more and deep, open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study, and that way we may contact you in the future. Will that be a yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you again. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.